Age, decent health care, a secure retirement. Now business leaders like the Colorado Bankers Association and Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce are uniting with working families to say no to those few rich owners. These business people know Amendment 47 would put Colorado's economy at risk. Is now a good time to be reckless with our economy and Constitution? Vote no on Amendment 47. It's risky, it's reckless, it's wrong. And that's why Coloradans for Middle Class Relief are proud to have paid for this message.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is not here with us, so it's just going to be you and me, at least for this first section. So give us a call at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. We had a great conference over the weekend. Certainly we had Dr. Blaylock there talking about vaccines, and I learned things about vaccines I didn't know. Did you know that most of our vaccines today are manufactured in communist China, a country that is dedicated to the destruction of this country, and that the FDA is not allowed to go into the factories where the vaccines that are given to your children, and yes, to you too, if you're foolish enough to take the influenza vaccine or the Pneumovax vaccine or the other things that they want to give you here. Most of the vaccines are manufactured in China. Here in this country, the FDA checks the plants every 2 years. In China, they check them every 13 years, but they're not allowed to go into the plants. The managers of the plants come out of the factories, meet the people from the FDA, and tell them that they're following their rules and regulations. But do you know that so many of the vaccines actually can carry viruses that can contaminate you, or fragments of viruses that can get into your cells? Because many of them, of course, the live viruses are certainly grown in animals or fetal tissue, something of that sort, and they begin to pick up all sorts of viral particles, which will be in your body the rest of your life. Why do you think that we're having, within our children, such an explosion of serious asthma? We didn't see this years ago before vaccines became so prevalent. Why do you think we have so much juvenile diabetes? The government can't tell you why. They can tell you vaccines are safe and effective. And just because the incidence of juvenile of diabetes has risen so much, why, they want to assure you that there's nothing to worry about, because their objective is to have everybody vaccinated. And there certainly have no studies that show that there's no relationship between the diabetes, juvenile diabetes, and vaccines, except you don't find the juvenile diabetes in the Amish children, the controlled group that do not take the vaccines because they don't trust government and they don't trust modern medicine. So you don't see it in children who don't take the vaccines, but you do see it in children who do take the vaccines. But if you think there's a relation, why, you obviously must be paranoid. You must be one of those people who doesn't trust government. We have to trust government. Government is something we love. We love Big Brother. We love what they're doing for us. And, of course, the incidence of autism is growing and growing dramatically. We don't see it in the Amish children where they don't take the vaccines. We see it in the regular children. But if you think there's some relationship, you've got to be paranoid. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was a wonderful talk. We hope to have it available on a DVD. We are going to be putting together a CD or CDs of all of the various talks that were given, and so hopefully we'll have these available for you. And then, of course, we'll have the DVDs. They take quite a bit longer because we insert the slides and other things that are utilized during the talks. But the thing is that there is no evidence that the vaccines are safe and effective, and giving them to children, giving them to infants in the nursery. There is absolutely no justification for giving any child in the nursery a hepatitis B vaccine unless the mother is at high risk for having hepatitis B, in which instance she might transmit the disease to her child. But other than that, absolutely no justification, and yet almost every child who is born to a parent who believes what the government tells them and believes what the pediatrician tells them, almost every child is given a hepatitis B vaccine shot, which actually interferes with a normal immune response. It takes just 6 months to a year to get over the effect of these vaccinations. Why? Because they are designed to stimulate the immune system. The trouble is that the infant doesn't have an immune system. The infant is designed to get their immunity from breastfeeding with their mother. And, of course, if they breastfeed from the mother passes her antibodies on in the milk to her infant child. And if the child should be breastfed for approximately a year until their own immune system kicks in, only if they get the hepatitis B vaccine, their immune system may not kick in for a good while longer after that. And every time you take a vaccine, it depresses your immune system and leaves you open to other diseases. Everybody in America needs to hear Dr. Blaylock's talk, and we will have it available both on DVD and certainly on CD here in the very, very near future. In fact, we're putting a great new four-tape set on vaccines together. It should be available in just a few weeks. My interviews with Neil Miller, my interviews with Dr. Blaylock. And we need to get this out across America, because there really are evil and wicked people in government who want to hurt our children. And of course, Dr. Blaylock was telling about when Dr. Geberding, who has the CDC, was testifying before Congress. And one of the congressmen asked if there was how many studies that they had on thimerosal, and she said 2,000. And then he asked her, how many studies were there on thimerosal showing its safety as far as the brain was concerned? And Dr. Geberding mumbled something, and the congressman said, I didn't hear you. I mean, how many studies do you have that show that thimerosal is safe as far as the brain is concerned? And Dr. Geberding mumbled something, and he said, I don't hear you. How many studies are there? And she said, there are none. Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to you. They're damaging your children. They know what they're doing, because there really are evil and wicked people out there. And when you understand that, some of this is done, of course, for money. So many people who work for the FDA and the CDC end up getting fancy jobs from the government, or as the man who, of course, released aspartame on the public, head of the FDA. As soon as he got aspartame through, he went together as a public relation, working for a public relation firm that worked for I guess it was Cereal at the time that was producing aspartame, had $1,000 a day for 20 years. $1,000 a day for 20 years. That's pretty good pay, isn't it, for poisoning millions of children? Because aspartame, of course, leads to brain tumors. They know that. Dr. Blaylock told one wonderful story about this is when we were having dinner, and how he had been contacted by Dr. Adkins of the Adkins Diet, who had a radio program. Dr. Adkins wanted Russell to come on and talk about aspartame and humanity. Well, we'll have to take it off for a day. But Adkins didn't know Russell before.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Wall Street is in meltdown. The price tag for taxpayers, 750,000 jobs lost, a deeper recession. The Colorado middle class is bearing the burden of this crisis. What does John McCain say?
The fundamentals of our economy are strong.
When did he say it? The day of the crash. John McCain has supported George Bush policies for so long, he still can't tell what's happening to the Colorado middle class. Unemployment rates in Colorado have doubled since George Bush took office. and health insurance is out of reach for many middle-class families. But John McCain wants to continue George Bush's policies. More financial industry deregulation, less oversight, and more tax breaks for the special interests. John McCain can't fix our economy if he doesn't know it's broken.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Today, our economic future seems riskier than ever. But for a few rich owners, it's business as usual. Those few owners would put Colorado's economy at risk, just so they can cut wages and reduce health care for their employees and make more for themselves. Their Amendment 47 would risk what's taken Colorado working people over 60 years to earn. A living wage, decent health care, a secure retirement. Now business leaders like the Colorado Bankers Association and Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce are uniting with working families to say no to those few rich owners. These business people know Amendment 47 would put Colorado's economy at risk. Is now a good time to be reckless with our economy and Constitution? Vote no on Amendment 47. It's risky, it's reckless, it's wrong. And that's why Coloradans for Middle Class Relief are proud to have paid for this message.
Well, Dan here. Well, let me just quickly tell you the story that Dr. Blaylock tells. Dr. Adkins of the Adkins Diet had invited Dr. Blaylock to be on his program to talk about aspartame and NutraSweet, which, as you know, predicts cancer, a significant increase in cancer of the brain of children, and there was all sorts of endocrine dysfunction, pathological obesity. It attacks literally every organ in the body, and this was all brought out in something called the Bressler Report. Well, Dr. Adkins invited Dr. Blaylock to be on his program, then called a couple of days later and said, why, the people from Glaxo, who incidentally, track Dr. Monsanto at that time, who actually tracked Dr. Blaylock every place he went to talk, every airplane talk he had, plane trip, maybe even tapping his telephone. Anyway, they went to Dr. Adkins and threatened him, if he dared, to have Dr. Blaylock on, told him that they were going to bring lawsuits against him and take every cent he had if he dared to put Dr. Blaylock on the radio. And so Dr. Adkins called Dr. Blaylock and said, this is the situation. I guess I just can't have you on. And Dr. Blaylock said, why don't you ask them if they come back again, when they come back again, to get your decision about the Bressler Report? Well, of course, what happened was apparently the lawyers came back from Monsanto with their briefcases, three or four of them, in a threatening manner, and asked Dr. Adkins if he made his decision as to whether to have Dr. Blaylock on. And Dr. Adkins, by his story, leaned back, and he just said, well, tell me, gentlemen, what do you know about the Bressler Report? And these four lawyers who were there in the office suddenly paled, picked up their briefcases, and walked out. And, of course, there were no threats of lawsuit. Why? Because the last thing they'd want to do is go to the court and have to defend the FDA report that showed that their product that is given to children all across America is producing brain cancers and the epidemic of brain cancers in the children. And so Dr. Matkins did have Dr. Blaylock on. He got that out on that one program, but believe me, everybody who wants to talk and tell you that NutraSweet and aspartame is a deadly poison that's destroying the lives of our children and producing many types of cancers, they don't want that message out there, and they'll sue anybody who tries to put it out. I'm surprised they haven't threatened to sue me. Fortunately, they haven't, because I would continue doing it. I would love to go to court and take in the Bressler Report. The scientific facts are there. They're killing our children. And the government knows it, and they're allowing it to happen. The same ones who are telling you to have vaccines. Well, right now, we have on the line with us Michael Shaw. Michael, have you recovered from the talk and from the program this weekend?
Well, it is something of an exhausting experience, but yeah, I've recovered. It was a great seminar that you put on this year, Dr. Stan.
It really was. I think it was the best one we've ever had, and I appreciate so much your being there, and I appreciate so very much the talk that you gave. Well, why don't you tell our listeners your view of what's going on as far as sustainable development, this effort to use the threat of the environmental destruction to justify ever more control over our lives, because that's what it's all about.
Well, it certainly is. It's not surprising to me that with the crises that America has begun to feel over financial matters, that an alertness to these issues is beginning to really grow. The reality is that the dynamic America faces across the board can be attributed to one broad policy subscription that America has signed up for, and that's called sustainable development. Sustainable development controls our economic policy and our foreign policy thoroughly. It is designed to lead us to a one-world government. It is designed ultimately to reduce our population dramatically, the whole world population, very dramatically. It's clear that the economic dynamic we are seeing is a reflection of the nature of fiat money, that is, money made up out of thin air that can be controlled by a central group of people. And that group of people can take down our supply of money and take down our economy at their whim. Now, we can't say for sure that what we're experiencing today is an intended move, but what we do know is that fiat money, the nature of money that is created and run by central banks around the world, all coordinated through the Bank of International Settlements, is a money system that will implode, either on its own, the forces of nature, so to speak, or it can be imploded by those who run the system. Now, whether we're experiencing a natural implosion or a contrived implosion today is impossible for me to say for sure. But the reality is we live in a world with a money system that will not work. And certainly today is beginning to show the strains of not working. And when it goes down, economic chaos takes its place. And that's why we're really on the eve of destruction. And this all can be reversed, not without some pain and sacrifice. As a result of the process of needing to reverse our monetary system, we see no signs in the horizon of a reversal. We're going to have a president in the next 4 years who's going to be committed to the same policies of the Bush, Clintons, and Bushes. And that's only going to accelerate these dynamics. We have a Congress committed to do the same thing. I think the message for next week's election is, do not vote for your incumbent. The problem is that most of the challengers are part of the same clique of Republicans and Democrats who are committed to a funny money system here and around the world and are committed to the Sustainable Development Program. So we're in trouble. We're in trouble until we understand what's at the root causing our international and domestic and local problems. And without understanding your enemy, you're going to lose the war. If we do not come quickly to understand sustainable development, we're going to hand over a world to our children that is not the world that we grew up in, and it's not a world that we would want to grow up in. So the time is now, and listeners here in Colorado and around the country need to take focus on the dynamic called sustainable development. And I would suggest that people look at our website and spend a little bit of time studying it. We've contracted it down into pamphlets, which give you the broad overview of sustainable development. But digging deeper, one can get right down to the core of these things and be able to recognize it in your community. Sustainable development is a globalist program with a global-to-local action plan. So the action's all in your county. I mean, sure, the international and national structures for the implementation of sustainable development have been established, but the way they make it work is to infuse their programs under sweet-sounding terminology into local communities around the world, and certainly here in the United States. There are what I call high-level Soviets that are responsible for bringing it into your community. And, of course, both the Democrat and the Republican Party are firmly committed to the ideal and the process of sustainable development. And for anyone who doesn't readily accept that, let's take the Republican Party, because it's easy to show how the Republican Party is committed to this ideology. The Republican Party is committed to an organization called the International Democrat Union. It's IDU.org. If you go to that website, you'll see that there are 80 members. These are political parties from around the world. And of those 80 parties, the GOP is the leader. Now, and it also includes the Conservative Party of England, the Labour Party of Australia, etc. The purpose of the IDU, the International Democrat Union, is for the universal adoption of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Now, the Declaration of Human Rights stands in stark contrast to the Declaration of Independence. In Article 29, Section 3, of the IDU, International Declaration of Human Rights, it says that all the rights and freedoms granted in the Declaration of Human Rights are subject to the purposes and principles as established from time to time by the UN. So that means all the rights and powers that individuals are given under the Declaration of Human Rights can be withdrawn, restricted, we're just revoked.
In contrast to the rights we have according to our Declaration of Independence, which come from God, they're God-given, they are immutable, they cannot be changed. But the rights you have in the Declaration of Human Rights of the United Nations certainly can be changed at any whim of the elite. In fact, they will only exist. You'll only have freedom of speech and freedom of the press as long as it is compatible with the policies of this world government, and the fact that the Republican Party is dedicated to that. But, you see, the average Republican doesn't understand that. They don't understand that this program is a worldwide program imposed by people of great wealth who want a world fascist government under their corporate control. This is what it's really all about. And the average Republican, the average Democrat, does not understand there's a ruling elite that controls both political parties and makes mockery of the two-party system.
You know, and I think that helps explain why it is that, except for a few Obamaites, most Americans, middle-class Americans, are leery of voting for either candidate. That's with good reason. Either candidate is going to deliver us more of globalist governance and less of American independence. And we've almost abandoned the notion in this country where unalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and property, are politically recognized. We now are moving quickly under libertarian thought as well to an idea of a total civil order, a civil society. That means that everything comes from and is ordered by government. That if it's not in a statute, you simply can't do it. That the idea of common law evaporates. And the political powerhouses in America are, without exception, on that bandwagon today. It's got to be the American people that begin to understand what they're doing and where it's going to lead us if we're going to avoid becoming part of a one-world government where population, the first order of world government, is the massive reduction in human population. How do I know that? Well, it's clear in the writings. The writings come out of the United Nations, and in the biodiversity document, the twin document to Agenda 21, which is the blueprint for sustainable development. This UN document says on page 773 that world population is to be reduced to 1 billion people. Well, that's an 85% reduction of the numbers of us that exist today. So once this economic takeover, embodied in the concepts of sustainable development, which calls for the abolition of private property, once it takes effect, we will find ourselves and our posterity in a very deep hole. You say, well, come on. People aren't that evil. People aren't that rotten. You know, I know Congressman so-and-so, and he's not one of these evildoers. To that, all I would say is, well, first, don't be so sure. But second, even if he's not a conscious activist in the sustainable plot, he knows that his party controls what he does or he loses his job. And so whether it is wittingly or unwittingly, you have to remember Vladimir Lenin said about most participants in the communist surge back in the 1920s, he said that most of our people, he said a few of them understand our philosophy, but most are simply useful idiots. And the same application can be applied to today's sustainable movement and leadership in the Democrat and Republican Party. Well, Ron, Bush understands what he's doing, but your congressman may just be going along.
We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here, discussing sustainable development, plan a leap back to control your future, your life, and perhaps to take the life of you and your children.
Child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That message was courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
What happened to John McCain? He used to be a straight talker. Now he's running the most dishonest campaign in modern American history. John McCain is trying to deny it, but here's what he told the Pueblo Chieftain about the Colorado River Compact that helps protect our water rights.
So the compact that is in effect obviously needs to be renegotiated.
John McCain said that on August 14th this year at a forum conducted by the Chieftain, and his remarks remain on their website, chieftain.com. Listen again.
So the compact that is in effect obviously needs to be renegotiated.
But now he denies saying it at all. Because John McCain knows renegotiating the compact means Colorado will lose water rights. John McCain, he's not the same, but he's for the same old Bush economics.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Today, our economic future seems riskier than ever. But for a few rich owners, it's business as usual. Those few owners would put Colorado's economy at risk, just so they can cut wages and reduce health care for their employees and make more for themselves. Their Amendment 47 would risk what's taken Colorado working people over 60 years to earn: a living wage, decent health care, a secure retirement. Now business leaders like the Colorado Bankers Association and Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce are uniting with working families to say no to those few rich owners. These business people know Amendment 47 would put Colorado's economy at risk. Is now a good time to be reckless with our economy and Constitution? Vote no on Amendment 47. It's risky, it's reckless, it's wrong. And that's why Coloradans for Middle Class Relief are proud to have paid for this message.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, we're talking about sustainable development, a plan that is being imposed in your community and literally every community in our nation. And it's done through the Planning Commission. It's done through visioning projects. It's the master plan for your community. How are we going to regulate people's homes? How are we going to get them out of their cars? How are we going to limit a development? How are we going to get people into high-rise developments, get them out of their rural homes? We want them in the high-rise developments in sustainable communities so we can watch them and monitor them, at least those who are allowed to survive the coming period of chaos and crisis. Michael, before we go on, why don't you get your website out, telephone number? How can people get in touch with you and get the information that you have on this incredible project that most people have never heard of? Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. In fact, I saw you actually had the books from the United Nations available. I think everybody should have it, should read about them, the master plan. Nothing is happening by accident. It's all carefully planned. But, of course, the people are supposed to think that these things just happen by accident. Shucks, we're so incompetent in government, we had no idea what was going on. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the website is freedomadvocates.org, and it's a plethora of information on sustainable development. Of course, our focus is on freedom, but the defense of freedom requires that there be a much broader understanding of what ails us today, and that's not possible unless you understand the policy directive behind it and the philosophical underpinnings of that policy directive. That is sustainable development. And we offer what we call neighborhood tools, because it is a neighborhood fight, neighborhood after neighborhood, and over 3,000 counties around the country on which this fight must be had. Our phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. So we attempt to give the tools, whether they be pamphlets, like what preceded the American Revolution. It was the pamphleteering that caused people to understand the issues in that time frame. And we hope our pamphlets can contribute to the same process here in America today. Because without a renewal of America, America is over. The globalists have their hands on our executive, they have it on our legislative programs. They have it in the judiciary, and they have their programs in every county in the U.S. There isn't one county comprised of Democrats and Republicans who have not brought the walkable community, smart growth, or wildland projects to their community. It's why the wolves. The wild animals are roaming this country again, pushing people back and harming their livestock. It's why forests are being closed to recreational interests. The Wildlands Program of Sustainable Development calls for 50% of the United States to be off limits to your living there, to your visiting there, to your recreating there, to the resource extraction of the things we need to make our lives modern, is to be off limits. And we're seeing the shutdown of forests. We're seeing the shutdown of recreational paths. And there's a lot more to come. People need to understand that Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century, to convert the world into a one-world government with reduced population, really a slave population that does what they're told. The ultimate plan is to take this through a political process of state capitalism. That means public-private partnership, which becomes fascism very quickly. It really is the definition of fascism. And the fascism is to roll into a system of collectivism, where we end up with a communist-like social system combined with a fascist economic system that eventually merges into and creates a very compliant citizenry. One that operates as told, and eventually in a government-free society. This is the dream of communists going back well over 100 years. This is a new shot at creating their political environment. It's via the process of gradualism as opposed to the process of revolution. That's what was tested 100 years ago in the Soviet Union. Today, America is ready for the final pushes on the system of gradualism, and those pushes come through the philosophy and policy of sustainable development.
And of course, but I think, Michael, where people have difficulty believing this is, how could this be happening in America? But one of the communists had said long ago, you know, the American people will never willingly accept communism, but under the name of progress and liberalism and getting a better society, they'll accept one after another of our programs until one day they awaken to live in a communist America. But what they don't understand is this whole thing did never originate in Russia. It originated here in Great Britain and the United States. Karl Marx, of course, came from Great Britain. He was financed by people of great wealth, and the communist movement in America is financed by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and these people of great wealth. Why? Because it negates our government, our constitutional form of government, which limits the power of the bureaucracy over our lives so men could be free. They have gradually eroded that, and now the government control everything. They're monitoring us in the name of fighting the wicked terrorists. They're listening to every telephone call through something called Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Go up on your internet, look up Echelon. You'll find out they're monitoring through computers, your emails, your faxes. They've been doing it for years. Now they justify it by fighting terrorism. But the move is towards a dictatorship in America, and it's not coming from Moscow. It's coming from right here, from Washington, D.C., and the leaders of this, they're not revolutionaries with wild hair and wild eyes. They're sophisticated graduates of our universities, people of great wealth, who want power over the lives of the people and use, and one of the major things they're using right now, in addition to the threat of terrorism, is the threat to the environment and sustainable development and the imposition of Agenda 21, and the American people are going along with it. After all, what's wrong with protecting the environment?
Well, the plank for sustainable development that deals with the protection of the environment is are provisions that call for the abolition of private property. Now, it's an oxymoron to think that government is able to care better for land than private owners with an interest in the outcome, not just the immediate profit, but the ultimate state of private property, whether they be ranches or farms or homes or businesses. But the concept of abolishing private property is centerpiece in the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Program.
And we'll be back here in just a moment, here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Today, our economic future seems riskier than ever. But for a few rich owners, it's business as usual. Those few owners would put Colorado's economy at risk, just so they can cut wages and reduce health care for their employees and make more for themselves. Their Amendment 47 would risk what's taken Colorado working people over 60 years to earn: a living wage, decent health care, a secure retirement. Now business leaders like the Colorado Bankers Association and Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce are uniting with working families to say no to those few rich owners. These business people know Amendment 47 would put Colorado's economy at risk. Is now a good time to be reckless with our economy and Constitution? Vote no on Amendment 47. It's risky, it's reckless, it's wrong. And that's why Coloradans for Middle Class Relief are proud to have paid for this message.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. Michael, go right ahead.
Well, I think I'd like to focus on maybe four issues that all tie to sustainable development so people can get a broad oversight of what this program is all about and how it is intending to take down the notion that the American political dynamic, the only political system in the history of the world to recognize unalienable rights, and that really separates us from every country in the world today, is being undone intentionally. And I'm going to look at four aspects of that prove the pudding. The first we talked about at the beginning of the show a little bit is what I call funny money, what the world calls fiat money. Now, fiat money is a system of money where money is created out of thin air by a central private source. Now, that may astound a lot of people, but the fact is that if you pull out the U.S. dollar, the nature of that dollar is this. Globalist bankers, that is, banking families from around the world, own privately and without any oversight at all, the United States Federal Reserve. Now, the Federal Reserve isn't federal, and it isn't a reserve. There's nothing there. These bankers, when they get a call from the U.S. Treasury, in other words, when Ben Bernanke gets a call from Hank Paulson for more money, Bernanke goes to his friends, and they crank up the press, and out of thin air, they'll deliver, well, in the case of this most recent bank bailout, they delivered $850 billion, or are prepared to. The $850 is just money they made up. Now, for all time, they'll receive interest on the $850 billion as it first goes out to the banks and slowly makes its way into the economy, deflating at every step because the money is just coming too easily. And so what we have is a system where a few people create the money, print it up. There's nothing backing it. There's no constitutional money source in connection with this dynamic. They just print it up, circulate it out, and charge interest for time immemorial. So what we can see from a funny money system, you know, it's existed for hundreds of years in England and in Europe. It's existed here for 95 years. All these banks are basically run by the same people. So we've got a very narrow elite in world banking that receives interest from all the money created in all the countries for all the time. They've been earning that interest off American taxpayers for 95 years. Well, with that money, they've done a great job of buying up the industries that they want, taking control of politics and political parties, taking control of educational institutions, taking control of arms manufacture, and taking control of making it easy for them to create giant swings in stock market valuations and making it easy to control the media. Enough money does those things. We're now sitting in a spot where the reason you don't read about this stuff in your newspaper, the reason why your mayors elected in cities like Denver don't talk about this, is that it's all been paid for and bought up by globalist banking interests and their surrogates. Easy to understand that once you take a look at the economics of fiat money. Well, fiat money is not a new idea. You know, it has existed throughout history. It always implodes. You can't make money out of nothing as though it grows on trees and have the system work in perpetuity.
And unfortunately, we've reached the end of the line, and the whole system is beginning to collapse, and the average individual thinks it's only going to be a little while before it comes back again, where good times are going to roll again, and ladies and gentlemen, it ain't going to happen.
Well, it doesn't look like that, certainly, Stan. I mean, particularly when you understand the political objectives and the social objectives of the globalist movement. You know, now is their time. People are starting to figure this stuff out. And, you know, like any fraud, when it's been discovered, it ends. That's why it's so important for teachers to begin to understand sustainable development and give their students some sense of how to fit the political and economic dynamics of our time into the realm of reality. It's why it's so important that parents begin to know if you love your children, you don't want to deliver them the world that is being planned. Now, it doesn't mean you can sit down for 5 minutes and catch a sound bite somewhere and go off in a direction that's going to make sense. It is a devious plan that exists. One needs to understand it broadly enough so that you don't fall into the trap and become a useful idiot yourself while you think you're defending freedom. You're actually promoting the objectives of globalism. And that's all they need from average people, is enough of a buy-in on a particular issue that they can keep this left-right dynamic rocking until they've taken us down. The left-right dynamic is committed on both sides to sustainable development policy, one to the economic dynamic of sustainable development, which is public-private partnership, known in history as economic fascism. And on the other side comes this cry for social justice and environmental protection, which are two other elements of the sustainable development movement. So whether you go with a left-winger or a right-winger, or be one yourself, you are promoting the ideas of a one-world fascist, communist, governmental system, with its ultimate aim, the massive reduction of human population. Now, that sounds fantastic. It is fantastic. But it's true.
And that is what's so difficult to believe, that anybody would really want to kill off hundreds of millions, if not billions of people. Why, aren't we sending vaccines to Africa to help the little children? No, ladies and gentlemen, we're sending it over there to harm them. Well, we can't let the Africans know that. They suspect it, but we can't let the American people know. We're out of time. Michael, God bless you. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thanks for being with us this weekend.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Federal Communications Broadcast Advisory for Political Broadcasting Regulations states, all broadcast facilities must make available to all legally qualified candidates equal opportunity and reasonable access at the lowest unit rate. KHNC has complied and made such time and rates available to all legally qualified candidates. If we run any political candidate, we must run all political candidates.
Well, Dr. Stan, we certainly live in amazing times. The stock market was up 1,000 points yesterday. Now, 1,000 points. We're told it rose 889 points, but of course it had dropped 200 points before it started to rise. So it really went up from the low of yesterday to a high of an increase of 889 points. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all manipulated. There's something called the Working Group on Financial Markets. Google it in. Get your computer out. Start using your computer. Challenge everything you're being told. Type in Working Group on Financial Markets or Flood Protection Team. You'll find out the government manipulates the markets, and the average individual out there who's playing the market and losing money has no idea what's going on. There's a plan. That means they win, we lose. That's the way the market system works. And the people, of course, who bought homes, they're losing the value of their homes. So many people are losing their jobs. The automotive industry is shutting down in America. We're in the worst financial crisis probably in 200 to 300 years. Understand what's going on, and understanding it's all contrived. And certainly we're going to be doing a program at 9 o'clock this evening. I hope you can listen to it. It'll go into the background of how most of what you're told about what's going on, the credit markets are freezing up, banks aren't lending, things are terrible. It's all a lie, but told often enough, people come to believe. If you have access to your computer, listen to our 8 o'clock program last night with Constance Cumby, going into the fact that there's been a long-range plan by the people within the occult to create a world financial crisis to bring about a new world financial system. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. And the program was last night at 8 o'clock at RadioLiberty.com. You can go there. The program should be posted by this morning. If not, it'll be posted later today or tomorrow. My interview with Constance Cumby, where she goes into the background of this long-range occult plan by the hidden spiritual forces for a world financial crisis as a stepping stone to the new world order, the new world financial system, the new world currency, the new world religion, and the destruction of Christianity. And they've already infiltrated our churches. They're working at every level of our religions to alter the text of the Bible, to alter our perception of Christianity, to alter our reality. And you've got to understand what's going on and be able to think and understand exactly what's happening. There is a conspiracy against freedom. There's a conspiracy against America. There's a conspiracy against God. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You can watch the DVD up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. We hope you'll get our talk on the Forbidden Secret with the syllabus, our talk on the planned police state with the syllabus. We will have the talks from this weekend available as soon as we can on DVD. If you want to really understand what's going on, you need to get my DVD that we have of Constance Cumby. You call 1-800-544-8927 and just ask for the Constance Cumby DVD or my 4 set of interviews with Constance Cumby to understand the spiritual forces behind everything going on today. If you'd like a copy of the little pamphlet, The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, of course it's